Okay. All right. Can we have a roll call? Hi, I'm Elaine, co-chair for membership. Everyone want to go next?
Ron Hernandez, co-chair for this meeting. Go ahead, Ed.
Ed Chitty, member of the committee.
Hi, everyone. Manuel Vasquez, member.
JP.
AP Soto, council member.
Okay, who else are we missing?
Erwin.
I am
Erwin.
Erwin Barrios. I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, sorry guys, I'm late. Robert Arnold, council member.
Hi, Robert. Okay.
Kara,
So we
council
all.
staff.
There we go, Kara.
Pat, council staff.
Kat. Okay, we're all here.
And then we do have a member of the public who is also going to be the prospective applicant who we will be interviewing today. So do you
Oh,
want to go
thank
ahead and
you.
introduce yourself, Anna?
Sure. I'm Anna Branzuela, and I am the clinical service manager of San Mateo County for the STI HIV and TB program.
Oh, well, welcome, Anna. Okay, what's our next on for our agenda? Review and approve the agenda for today? Or is it the minutes?
It's the agenda. And we
Agenda just first, yeah.
the agenda, okay.
We
Sorry,
have
'cause I don't
normal
have the
items on the agenda today. I do want to note that there was an addition to, under request for leave of absence.
Okay.
But besides that, it's our normal stuff. And like I mentioned, we will be interviewing a prospective applicant today. And then we'll be going over demographic reports, which will take us to the end of the meeting.
If I can ask for one thing, if we can, so that we don't keep Anna beyond where she needs to be, can we just move within item six, the interview to the top, make that the top bullet point?
I agree. Thank you, Mark.
Sure thing.
Anybody else agree, oppose? Okay, moving along as we approve for the agenda, everyone say aye,
Aye.
oppose.
Okay. All right, now let's go to review the minutes for
Aye.
February. Okay. All right. Without any changes or any corrections from last month's minutes, go to agree to approve. Oppose. Hearing none. Okay, it's approved. No minutes. Any announcements for today? No announcements. Okay. Public comment? Any public? Anna?
No comment.
Okay. All right. So we got it's general member attendance report.
And we can start with the interview. So I will share screen to do the interview questions like I did last time. We were virtual. Of course, if we're in person, we can all divide them up, but virtually just seems easier to share screen and I'll just read them out loud, right? Before we dive in, a little bit of a background and an apology. Background here is that this is an appointed seat. Matt Geltmaker has retired, and Marin, ha I'm sorry, San Mateo has put Anna forth as their replacement. That said, even though this is an appointed seat, the council does still follow its usual procedure, policies and procedures for all seats, including appointed seats, which means the interview, of course, has to happen, a vote from membership or steering, a vote from full council, and then confirmation from the mayor's office. Anna is aware of all of this. And my apology is that I usually send applicants the questions, the pro forma questions at least, in advance so they can feel they're prepared. Unfortunately for Anna, it meant 20 minutes before this meeting. I'm so sorry, Anna. I mean, I really apologize. These aren't off the hook questions, but still, you got them so much later than most people. I'm going to just blame my health issues for that. Let's blame that.
I didn't actually, I was in another meeting, so I haven't seen him. So this is fine.
Oh, this will be fresh. Oh, wow. Double apologies. Okay, everyone, keep that in
Lord,
mind.
keep that in mind.
What you see as polished performances from every other applicant is actually the performance of someone who had someone go over the questions with them in advance or has sent them that in advance. So we're getting Anna's very fresh, very raw, and very real responses. She'll be seeing them for the first time. Okay, with that said, I'm going to share screen and we'll just dive in. Anna, these are the questions that I'll be reading, but that doesn't mean that council members can't ask follow-up questions or additional questions as they see fit. One moment. All right. Is everyone seeing those questions? In particular, you, Anna?
I can see them.
All right, so our first question is, how did you hear about the Planning Council and what interested you in joining?
Well, I have worked in San Francisco City Clinic for many years, and I knew of the Planning Council. But it wasn't until I came over to San Mateo County and was working with Matt Geltmaker with the SDE program, really learned a little bit more of the role it had with our funding and things in San Mateo. I am required to be in his position to be on this board, but I think I've always been part of prevention. I was an investigator in San Francisco 20 years and working in communicable disease. And I started at City Clinic in 1989 answering the phones. I've been around for a long time. And I am now kind of away from the front lines, investigation and moving more programmatic kind of planning. And so it's very important for me to be part of this. And I'm very interested. And I am being able to go to the meetings in the last 6 months to a year. Being around folks that really are grassroots, people have worked at different levels, it's just really kind of what I feel comfortable at. I really like to get that. And so I've been enjoying going to the meetings. And besides it being required for my job, but also just knowing how important it is to have these councils and the voices on this council be part of any programmatic and being part of the process. So that's my how I know about it and kind of why I'm more than interested in being part of this planning council.
Thank you, Anna. What I did last time for last applicant at the end, and it occurs to me that it might be better to do it actually at the beginning, maybe even before that first question, is to go around, even though you've seen the introductions from people at the start of the meeting, what you don't know are who these council members are. So I'm going to go around and call on people. I'm going to just ask that, like, let us know who you are, if you are, say, a service provider or a government appointee, like which agency you work for, or if you're a consumer of services, let us know that. So I'll just go around and introduce yourself as far as your status on the council. So let's start with Robert.
Hi, my name's Robert Arnold. My pronouns are he, him. I am a provider, a director at SF Community Health Center, and I am a council member for the past year.
Thanks, Robert. JP.
Hi there, I'm JP Soto. I'm the Deputy Director for Lutheran Social Services of Northern California, and I've been a council member for a really long time.
Yes.
So providing housing and money management services.
A former council co-chair, Ed Chitty.
I'm a council member for a long time with the former HIV program director for Kaiser San Francisco and a patient care manager. And right now I am retired and beginning to become very interested in advocacy work for housing and elderly.
You, Ed, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine Flores, co-chair for membership here. Been with San Francisco Council for quite a while, and also a council member for Marin County as well. Right now I got back into IHSS working with the elderly, and been a very strong advocate here for the seniors here in Marin County, which needs a lot of attention. And that's what I do for right now.
Thanks, Elaine. I'm going to actually even further describe Elaine. She has a couple unique roles on the council. She is the consumer rep from the Marin Council. And additionally, as a consumer rep, she has, in some ways, a unique role. It doesn't have to be unique. There could be others, of course, who are interested as a person who is affected. So, not so much a consumer of services, but a form of familial support to a consumer of services that qualifies under HRSA guidance as a affected consumer of services. Zachary.
Hi, Anna. I'm Zachary Davenport, a marriage and family therapist, and I work here at City Clinic. I'm right on the other side as well as the registration desk. So I already like you because of that. And I also work at another clinic, South Venice Behavioral Health. My seat on the council is the mental health seat. And so it is appointed. And I've been on the council since 2017, and I'm one of the council co-chairs as well now. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zachary. Ron.
Oh, hi, Anna. I'm Ron Hernandez. I am a humble consumer of services. I've been with the council for a while now. I say 2012, and I'm sitting as a co-chair here for this committee. What else about me? Yeah, that's about it. I'm not very impressive, but I'm really excited to be here for us to interview you. It's good to meet you.
Thank you.
Erwin.
After that introduction, I'm nobody. No, I'm new. I'm a new member. I'm work for Derek Silva Community, one of the program of Catholic Charity. I have been working here for years.
Erwin Manuel.
Hi, my name is Manuel, and I'm the HIV Housing Programs Manager with the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development here in San Francisco. And I have been on the council for, I think, almost 2 years or maybe a little over, but it's been a pleasure. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Manuel. And Thomas, why don't you close us out?
Know each other. Good to see you, Adam.
Yeah.
From the City Clinic days, Thomas Noble, they, them pronouns, government co-chair for the Community Health Equity Promotion Branch, and Sagittarius. I wasn't quite sure what the icebreaker question was there. Everybody said something different.
All right, thanks, Thomas. Let's move back to the questions. So back to you, Anna. The second question is, tell us about any previous experience you have with community planning or program planning for people with HIV.
Yeah, I think most of my work really was working at City Clinic in terms of being frontline. I think one of the things I really loved about working at that clinic was that not only people from the community, but a staff who work with individuals that were seeking care or trying to link into care were really part of program planning and trying to make sure that we were really serving the community as opposed to people coming down this way. It really is about, can this person get in this clinic? Do they have transportation? Because that's one of the things we would do. I'd pick up people to bring them into the clinic and things like that. So my experience really has been working with consumers and trying to link folks to care and breaking down all those barriers. Not only at City Clinic, but even working in my current job with San Mateo County, I've been able to, San Mateo is just a totally different place. I tell people, I was sitting there when I first started, and I worked as an investigator in the communicable disease, and I said, I'm looking out the window and I see a deer. And I said, this is not 7th Street, and it's a totally different thing. And so being there has helped me see different communities, and so really working to making sure that we really are getting these services to folks in different communities, and just making sure that they are really, again, linking people to care, re-engaging people to care, really identifying those communities, individuals that are coming into our communities who, different languages, different communities, and things like making sure that our programs really are serving these clients in the best possible way. So it's really been, I am now moving to a different, working in this other position, and that's why I appreciate being on this board and hearing all these different, all your different perspectives. But that's really my experience has been, again, at City Clinic and working in San Mateo and in the STD programs.
Thank you. It's fantastic that you have experience both with the council itself's jurisdiction of San Francisco, and of course where you're coming from in San Mateo. That's great. I have a follow-up question actually, which is now that you've been in two very different jurisdictions, what do you see as the biggest differences in consumer experiences now that you are in San Mateo?
I think in San Mateo, people are very isolated. They are not places where you can, I mean, San Francisco is very small. I live in San Francisco, and there is, there's touch, people can touch the system in different places, and San Mateo is frankly is one of the most, or what I wanted to say, is just incredibly isolating for people to get linked, they're, they may be out on the coast, which is a whole nother place. There's not, jumping on a muni, you're going to run about. There's just so much land separating people. And so if I was to say people, just the communities, I just don't, I'm just not, we're not able to tap into, we really have to find people exactly where they are. So it's not like I can go to a neighborhood in Daly City and go over to, put up some signs at some community place. It's just not there. I'll give an example. We were trying to do some outreach at the library, which in an area that had, based on our epi, incidence of a particular infection. We went to the county library. We're giving this information. They said, "Oh, I don't think it's appropriate to put this information here." You're a library and you're here for information. So that started a whole nother thing. So just so you know, I was raised by a Mexican warrior advocate. So that was something like she was a very much an activist. And so that put, so anyway, so that's what I said. It's just a thing in terms of us. We are, our street outreach and our mobile folks are so fantastic. They go to where the client is. They're going to different areas. So I think that's one of the challenges we have is that there are some, the communities don't have the same type of touch points that they do in San Francisco. Not that, and so it's possible for us to do, but it really takes us to be out in the field. That's one of my biggest things is people being in the field, going to where people are, finding, doing, I call it surveillance in the where you're sitting there and saying, where are people meeting there? Are they going over to South San Francisco? They're over there in the Mexican market over there, and so it takes a lot more work to identify some of these places where we're going to be able to get the messages. So that's the main difference in, I think, in San Mateo. So my real isolation of communities.
Thank you. Great answer. All right, so the third question is, what do you think you would bring to the council? In other words, where do you picture yourself making the greatest contribution?
I think I'm I think what I'm bringing, and I think one of the things Matt brought to, and I had appreciated, is that I think really making sure the people that I think, I guess for me, I always say, like, how do we knock down barriers, and how do we find and how do I because I'm a person that really, I'm an investigator in training, and so when someone brings me a problem, I said, we're going to investigate this. Let's go dig deep. And so I think what I bring is I'm always trying to get as much information as possible, trying to get as much perspective. And one of the things I'm sorry, my computer shut down for a sec, is I'm a person that really is open to listening to different people, just listening to people and observing. and really trying to collaborate with people and having respect for people. I think that's one of the things that respect people's perspectives. So again, I'm going to be bringing, what we're learning in San Mateo from our staff, from those folks that they're working with that again are very isolated. And so I think that's what I'm going to be bringing, some different perspective, and then also just being a very open person and really respecting the people that are on the board and what you all have been working, for many of you from being this your whole life and being working in this field and choosing to be, being part of this council. I mean, it is a choice, and I really appreciate the fact that people really are doing it, especially at this time, knowing how important it is.
Thank you. The next question actually might have some connectivity with the question you just answered. When making decisions as a council member, what would you view as the three most important elements in making your decisions?
I think making getting again getting as much perspective, also getting history. I think it's important to know really what got us to a place where we're making this decision, maybe things in the past. I think again, listening and just observing kind of the things that other people bring in, and just collaborating with other council members to come to a decision. It's knowing that this is a collective kind of decision, but and just being very vocal. So I guess I don't know, that's probably more than three, but kind of those are the top things in making a decision. Getting the history, getting most perspectives, and working with the staff, with the other members to come to a kind of a concession.
Great. The council itself has to come to consensus decisions, right? It can't have a plurality of decisions for to result from motion. So that's great. That's a big part of who you are. Before we get to the last question, which is as pro forma gets, I want to open it up. Is are there any follow-up questions from the group from anything that Anna has said? If so, just speak up because I can't see any hands raised. All right, hearing none, we'll go to the last question. Do you feel you would be able to abide by attendance expectations as a council member? Now, I'm sure Matt went over this for you, but the expectations are like so. There's two meetings a month. There's a meeting of your home committee. The home committees are all virtual except for membership, which usually, as you'll see, not always, but usually has its interviews in person. Other than that, the other two home committees are virtual. The full council does meet in person, fourth Monday of the month. Those are requirements that you attend to those every month. Of course, you're allowed to be sick or to have other reasons to not be able to attend. We have policies around how many you can miss. We have a leave of absence policy as well, excused absences, all of those. Do you feel you'd be able to abide by that?
Yes, I definitely would be.
All right. Any additional questions from the committee? Anna, do you have any questions for us?
No, I don't think so. I think Matt has really given me a lot of background, and just I've been able to attend, so I've been learning a lot from everybody.
Great. Thomas, it looks like they have their hands up.
Yeah, thanks. I feel like I've been doing this for most folks kind of coming out of the council recently, and Anna, I feel like it probably applies less to you because you've been showing up to the meeting. So I've appreciated you sitting in the background and kind of observing. I feel like that's a great way to understand kind of what you're in for. But I also do feel like just the transparency of this body is for the most part a what I call a shepherding body. Like we're not necessarily dynamic and innovative. A lot's happening in the city, but at the same time, I think sometimes people think like, wow, this is going to come in and we're going to change something real quick. And for the most part, it's like just learning about the current services that do exist in the community and making sure that we can do what we can to assure the community that those services are going to remain present for them because people's lives are really connected to them. So although innovation is great, at the same time, a stability and a continuity of care is critical. So, those of you who have heard that before, anything to add to that or
I would say that that describes this particular council. Other councils may be different. We have a really good system of here in California in general because of the robust funding we get from local and state sources. And so I think a lot of the EMAs and TGAs here in California are basically like, we need to hold what we have because what we have is good. That's not the case necessarily for other jurisdictions, which are perhaps less static, more dynamic, and are constantly shifting and changing. So I want to be clear that even though I do agree with Thomas, that's not necessarily the nature of planning councils. It's just the nature of this particular council, and I'd say most of the councils in California.
Makes
All
sense.
right. Well, with that said, the process is like so. This committee will discuss your interview shortly after you leave. And we'll determine whether or not to put your application forward to the full council. I'll let you know by probably just replying to that same email that sent out your interview questions. And then at the full council meeting, which you've been attending already, which is one of our requirements, I'm going to ask if so if this committee does decide to put you forward, I'll ask you just to introduce yourself. Just let us know basically what you let us know here about working at City Clinic and now your job over in San Mateo. And then the full council will vote. Then it will go to the mayor's office. As you know, we're in a mayoral transition right now, and as Kira can attest to, we haven't even established a good email for our current director of appointments. So until the CEO of the council, who is the mayor, officially approves, that means that you would be a provisional member, which means that you are invited to sit at the table, please do, and invited to be a part of any conversation, any discussion. You can come to any committee meetings, but you will not be able to make motions and you'll not be able to vote, nor will attendance requirements be held against you. If you are accepted on the council, that actually helps us maybe posit to advocate even more strongly to the mayor's office that our official mayor, San Mateo Rip, is unable to actually represent their jurisdiction, so that could actually help arm us better to get something done. Do you have any questions about the process?
No, I think I appreciate you all the work you do and all the information you've been giving me. It's been very helpful.
All right, thank you. If you have been accepted by the council, I will be contacting you and our most recent member, Jan Oskarsson, to try to set up an orientation meeting via Zoom. And so with that, I guess I would invite you to exit the meeting.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Nice
Thank
meeting
you,
you.
Anna.
All right. So with that said, any discussion about this applicant to the council? No discussion. Can I get a motion for approval to put this forward to the full council?
Motion to
Move.
approve.
Second.
I heard that from Zachary. Was that Zachary who said that? No, Manuel
Manuel
said
and
that.
then
Sorry.
Manuel.
Manuel.
Manuel and then who?
Ed, I think.
Ed second. All right. Any opposed to putting forward Anna's application to the full council for a vote this month? And done.
Okay, yay. All right, what do we got next on the agenda after that? Let's see, review prospective members application. Okay, how about notice of attendance to be sent out?
Yeah, I can go over that part. I have on the agenda, I have two people who are pending for a notice of attendance, and that's Juba Kalamka and then Reyna Hernandez. And then Mark, do we need to vote on these? Or is it more just
I think it's basically a does anyone oppose type situation. So just ask if anyone opposes us sending this out. This is an automated process. This is not something that we have chosen to do. We're just following our procedures, but we should get affirmation from the committee.
okay, so does anyone oppose?
I have a question. Well, not a question, a suggestion. I know, are you going to speak to them directly or are you just going to send a letter?
So they the first step is a notice of attendance, and so that is just essentially an email that we send out notifying the people who get the notice that they are not in line with our attendance policy. And then it tells them and it outlines the consequences if they don't, what they can do to get back in with in line with our attendance policy, and then what happens if they continue not to attend any of the meetings.
Yeah. So I think it's important also to mention that we already have been in contact with members. So by the time it gets to this point, we've been in contact with them. Sometimes we even talk to them over the phone, but their attendance has not improved.
Okay, so there has been communication with Raina.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Rod, was that a humble question?
I just want to make sure that the communication was really maybe made more understood to Raina.
Okay.
Her situation, because I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen her since, I don't know when. So
yeah, council support has been in communication with her, but this will be an official formal notice. And so it has to, if we're going to notify, we do have to notify in this formal way.
Okay.
Because it is the first step to a potential removal from the council if this continues. Automatic removal.
Okay.
Mark, point of order question.
Please.
I heard a motion for Anna's admission to the council, a second, but I didn't hear a call for a vote.
I asked if there were any opposed.
Okay, that was it. Okay. Thank you.
No worries.
No worries. Okay. All right. Anything else need to be added? Okay, notice of attendance sent out, letters of probation to be sent. Has anybody? No. And then request, what, request for leave of absence?
Yeah.
And so before we do the leave of absence, so you'll see just in the order on this on these bullet points, like the probation is what comes next. So we have what's being sent out now and that you all affirmed, and then that would be the next step is probation. And if you're on probation, you are, correct me if I'm wrong, Kira, you're barred from voting. So, you know, it escalates.
Okay. All right. So then the leave of absence, Kira?
Yeah. So we actually have two people on here requesting a leave of absence. So the first person we have is Elise Griffin. And Elise is actually requesting a retroactive leave of absence from January through February. And then we have Nali, who is requesting a leave of absence for May through June. So any opposed? All right.
I didn't know we could do a past.
Retroactive?
Yeah.
Yes, we can. It depends on what it's for. In this case, it was, I would say that giving birth would be an appropriate reason to require a retro LOA. A person might think they'd be able to attend meetings virtually in certain situations, and they might be surprised at what life sends their way.
And I have a question, or did somebody else just say something? Oh, okay. Nodley just came back from a leave of absence, so it's okay for her to request another one?
Yeah, so our policy allows for leave of absences to actually be taken consecutively. So leave of absence is typically 2 months, and then you get allotted two, so 4 months in total per year, and you can take them back to back. So somebody can be out for four months.
Yeah. Okay, just wanted to make sure that that was okay. All right. So moving along, do we have any committee assignments that we need to discuss today? Hearing none. Thank you to a service or anybody that needed to, have we sent out anything? Thank you for Matt for serving.
We sent him a cake. We thanked him with a cake. I think that's
oh,
enough.
Oh, I know, and I missed it. Oh, my God, I wanted to be there so bad, and I missed it.
It was a delicious cake. Kat really had a very good choice. I think it was celebration-themed cake. I don't know what it tasted like, except other than a party in my mouth.
It was very birthday cake flavor.
Yes. Was a birthday cake flavor?
Yeah.
Yum. Okay, so we have any review of exit interviews or anything like that? No. Okay. Dismissal letters to be sent out? No, which is a good thing. So I guess, you guys, I've not seen anything more on the agenda.
Well, I can go over the last thing, which is demographic.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, I see it now. Yes.
All right. So let me go ahead and let me know if you can see this.
Okay.
Can folks see this? Does this look a little wonky?
No, this is good.
Okay. All right. So we have, this is the EPI report. And the only, there was only one change. And that was that since Matt did leave the council, our total membership number is actually down from 28 to 27. But not too big of a change, thankfully. So I'll go ahead and share the Aries report. And this one is a little bit more detailed. Can folks see this?
I can't see it.
You can't?
I can see it.
I can see it, Evan.
I can see it.
Oh, okay. Who said they couldn't see it?
Ed.
Me, but I probably hit something on my computer that wiped it away.
All right. So our total membership is down to 27, like I said, and we did go from total HIV positive members from 13 to 12. However, that did not affect our total non-aligned consumers. We did have a change in under gender male. We are down from 20 to 19, but again, although technically we are under four male members in the council, it still didn't affect it too much. And it didn't affect any of our other categories. Any questions about this?
No, thank you.
Okay. And that was the update.
Okay.
Yay.
Next meeting and next meeting date will be on. Okay, I didn't get the full thing. My screen's not showing up again. Sorry, you guys. What's the next meeting?
April 10th.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do we know if that's a Zoom meeting or we don't have any?
That'll be a Zoom. That'll be a Zoom meeting. We don't have any.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And I'm sure if there's any other notice, everyone in this membership committee, then I'm sure that Kara and Mark will let us know if there is an interview that would expect it, and they'll notify us if we need to come in for that. Okay.
Yeah, we have another one coming in the pipeline, so stay tuned. We might be in person month after next.
Okay, great. All right. You guys, if there's nothing else that we need to put on to this, you know, parking lot or anything else, I guess the meeting is adjourned for this today.
Have a good weekend. Right.
Thanks, everyone.
Enjoy.
Have a great one. See you
Thank
later.
Thank you all.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Be ready, guys, in March.
Just saying. Right. Very important. Very important right. to avoid those.
Right.
Bye. I want the recording off while I quiz my staff on a very important.